don't remember seeing that dress before.
You're so kind, Morris. Thank you.
What for?
The compliment.
All I said was...
I do remember. Some men might have managed it more subtly, like saying, that's a smashing new dress, Cressy, but not our down-to-earth Scotsman. I'm surprised you didn't simply ask how much it cost.
Well, how much did it cost?
Mind your own business.
I was only showing an interest. And you do look good.
Do I?
Not that you don't usually.
You mean I should have stuck to what I'd been wearing all day, like you seem to be doing.
Well, I don't see much point in changing to anything else. It's only another editorial meeting, after all. Especially with Mike Nash turning up as well.
Does that mean you'll be totally ignoring Mrs. Nash and Liz's husband, not to mention me?
Well, you work for the Herald.
Not tonight, I don't. Oh. Except.
Oh. Except?
Well, Liz said she'd let me know about the book review I did for her.
Oh, why?
But it hasn't stopped me trying to look presentable.
Nope. It certainly hasn't.
And it's not a topic of conversation that will take up much of the evening. Hopefully Liz will say she thinks the review is as good as I think it is.
Such confidence.
And then I shall be courteous and talk to the non-journalists present.
Uh-huh. And you expect me to do the same?
Well, I've no right to expect it. But I'd be incredibly warm and loving towards you if you did.
Yeah. Where's my best suit?
On the bed, together with a clean and freshly ironed shirt.
How's it going, Mr. Escoffier?
Oh, fine, thank you, darling. Everything under control.
Are you sure this isn't on too high?
Perfectly.
Oh, I feel awful. All I've done is come home late and get changed, and I was the one who invited everybody.
Well, I don't mind. It's been amazingly straightforward, thanks to my assistant.
Your assistant?
Father.
Huh? You mean he kept out of the way?
More positive than that. Once the girls were in bed, he was the one who read them their bedtime story. And I could concentrate on the meal.
He did that under severe protest, no doubt.
He volunteered.
Good heavens. Is there anything left for little old me to do?
I don't think so, darling, thank you. Oh, unless you want to lay the table.
Oh, yes, please. I don't want to feel absolutely spare, darling.
It's not a conspiracy, you know. Just that everything's gone smoothly.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. It's not a conspiracy. Why has the table been set already?
Is it? Oh, not by me.
Then we've either got good fairies at the house or it's Arthur again.
Oh. Well, he did it very discreetly, then. Does he look all right?
Yes, except that he can't count. It's only set for 6.
Ah, good. Well, that still leaves you something to do.
That's true.
Oh, darling, you can open the wine, too, if you like.
Oh, can I? I better hurry in case Arthur beats me to that as well.
Have I done something wrong?
Oh, hello, Arthur. No, no, on the contrary, you've done wonders. I'm just feeling guilty at being the lazy one as far as this dinner's concerned.
Now, don't count your chickens. There's the diplomatic side to come.
Oh, that's true.
I don't understand.
Oh, I thought I'd mentioned it, Father. Maurice Gill and Liz haven't been on the best of terms professionally. This meal is a way of easing the tension, we hope.
Oh. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
And, now I'll be off to bed.
But it's early yet. And what about the dinner?
Oh, well, perhaps if a little something could be brought up to me.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
You don't feel up to meeting people?
It's not that. I don't wish to intrude. These are your guests, Elizabeth.
Yes, but so are you.
Oh.
Isn't he, Peter?
Yes, of course. Except that guests aren't usually so helpful.
I see. Well, in that case, I'd better finish laying the table. I didn't set a place for myself.
No, no, let me do it.
Certainly not. Once I start a task, I like to finish it.
Sorry.
What for?
Seeming ungrateful. I'd have let him go off to bed.
Oh, I can understand why. You had to put up with him all day. But since he's in such a mellow mood, it might be good to have him round.
Well, as an extra diversion.
Yes. Originally, it was just having Morris here that worried me, but now there's a slight problem with Cressida as well.
Why?
Before I came home, I read a book review she did for me. And she's going to want to know what I thought of it.
You're not going to be exactly full of praise.
Not exactly. Oh, I hope the Nashes turn up first. But in the meantime, where's this wine I'm supposed to be opening?
Fair.
Coming. I've just taken a couple of cans of lager up to Dickon.
Oh, is that what one gets for babysitting? I'd have volunteered if I'd have known.
I'm beginning to think you're not keen to go.
Oh, I expect it'll be all right. Only one way to find out. Right, let's be off.
You were saying?
Well, I'm not expecting visitors. So you didn't invite anyone?
If I did, I've forgotten.
Oh, well. Tony!
Hi. Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Whoops. My perfect sense of timing by the looks of things. You're all dressed up.
With somewhere to go.
Yes. Yes, we are. But now, look, you better come in for a minute.
Tough.
Now, I've been trying to phone you all the weekend.
Oh, we were away.
Kirsten was feeling a bit homesick, so we popped over.
What, to Denmark? For the weekend?
Yeah. Wonders of modern travel and all that. Yeah,
wonders of some people's spare cash, by the time.
Well, I can put most of it down to expenses. Mm. I went to hear a singer while I was there. Useless, but never mind. Anyway, here's the reason I called by. Presents from the Ericssons.
Oh, Tony. Oh, if you'd told us you were going, we could have sent something with you.
Well, there's no time. Snap decision. Aren't you going to open them?
Well, we don't really have time.
Oh.
Well, we're on our way to dinner with Liz and Peter Tyson, and it's already getting a bit late.
Yeah, but before we rush off, we must give you the news about Sonia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's very good news, Tony.
She was here on Saturday for a few minutes, courtesy of her fiancé, to tell us he'll marry her on the strict condition that you and Kirsten keep Adam.
I think I need a drink. Or a sit down. Oh, Bo.
And do you work for the Hampstead Herald too, Miss Firth?
Occasionally.
You mean part-time, like Elizabeth used to do?
Not as much as that. I write the film reviews. And very well, too. Thanks.
I don't go to the cinema anymore.
Oh, I like it a lot. And it's lovely to go for free.
Free? Well, even pensioners have to pay half price.
Yes, Father, but Cressida doesn't pay because it's part of her job.
You mean the cinema lets you in for nothing and then you're rude about the film?
If necessary. But some of the films are good.
Well, I think they're all terrible. But I expect that's an old man's prejudice, especially since I don't go and see them.
As a matter of fact, I agree with you. And I do go and see them.
Oh, not very often.
Often enough. I've better things to do with my time.
Like staying on late at the office.
That's my crime these days, isn't it, Peter?
Oh, now and then.
So you see hard work as a crime?
Maurice.
You're the one that brought it up.
All I meant was that it's sometimes tough on those waiting at home for us.
Aye, but if the work has to be done...
It has to be done, and that's that.
Can I pour you another glass of sherry, Miss Firth?
Oh, I'd love one, please.
I'll do it, Father.
If you insist, Peter. I should like one as well.
Yes, of course. Anywhere else?
I wouldn't mind another whiskey.
Right.
Of course, I've always preferred books to the cinema.
Here we go.
What was that, Elizabeth?
I said I must go and have a look at things in the kitchen.
There's no need, darling. It's all in hand.
Is it?
Hmm.
Do you read much, Miss Firth?
Yes, I have been reading a bit lately.
Oh. I'll get it.
Now, your drink.
Hello, Liz. Sorry we're late.
That was good.
Yeah, well, we practiced on the way here.
Tony turned up just as we were leaving, and it was the first chance we had of giving him the news.
Oh, about Sonia. Mm. Mike told me about that at the office. I'm glad to hear it sorted itself out.
So are we.
How are things going here?
Well, it's just started to get a bit sticky. Mm. In fact, I'm very pleased you've arrived. Perhaps you can introduce a new topic of conversation.
What do we have to avoid?
The hard-working life of a journalist, for a start.
Oh, it's bad enough doing it without talking about it.
Mm.
I'll tell you what. I can give a dissertation on how marvellous it is to be writing a book.
Mm-hmm. Any alternatives?
Where would you like me to put these bowls?
Oh, Cressida. You needn't have bothered.
It's no bother.
Well, the top of the fridge will do.
Oh.
Thanks.
Peter is an amazing cook.
Yes, I know. I almost felt redundant earlier this evening. At least I've got masses of washing up to make up for it later on.
Could I tell you something before we go back to the others?
Yes, of course.
I have had one of my reviews turned down before.
Have you?
Yes, by Maurice. The first film review I did. It was too serious and probing for him.
Ah. Well, that isn't the approach you used on the book I gave you.
Probably not.
I'm sorry, Cressida, but A book like Women and Trades Unions does deserve careful consideration, even if you don't think it's very good.
Yes, I see that now. So do I do a rewrite, or will you give it to someone else?
I'd much rather leave it to you.
Oh, that's a relief.
I'm glad. I wasn't sure how you'd feel about it, which is why I kept avoiding the subject when we were in with the rest of you.
Well, now I know for certain I can properly relax. I have enjoyed talking to your father-in-law. Isn't he a lovely old man?
Yes. Though he's not always as you've seen him tonight.
Last to arrive, last to leave.
And it was marvellous to see you both.
It was such a shame you couldn't get out at Christmas.
Yes, we must properly sort out this babysitter situation.
Well, there's always me, you know, Peter.
Well, yes, Father, but
Now that I'm slightly on the mend.
Yes, we are glad you're better. It sounded very nasty.
Well, all credit must go to Peter and Elizabeth. They've looked after me extremely well.
Have we?
Oh, certainly.
Well, anyway, we must be off.
I hope we can have another get-together soon.
Oh, me too. Mm.
Goodbye, and thank you very much.
Bye. And now, if you'll excuse me, I shall go up to bed.
Oh, of course, Father. And thank you for all your help.
Think nothing of it. Good night.
Good night,
Arthur, and thank you. Meanwhile, I shall away to the kitchen. You fancy another cup of coffee?
Yes. Thanks. Wasn't too bad an evening.
In the end.
You had a quiet word with Cressida, did you?
Yes, all sorted out, thank goodness.
That chap Morrison, he has a bee in his bonnet. What a wonderfully hard worker he is.
Ah, you noticed, did you?
I could hardly miss it. She's rather nice.
Like father, like son. Arthur took quite a shine to Miss Firth.
Yes. But that doesn't explain it all.
All what?
The way father's been behaving all of a sudden. He's up to something, Liz.
What could he possibly be up to?
Well, I don't know, but have you ever seen him behaving as nicely as this before?
No.
I think it's downright sinister.
Well, perhaps he's had a change of heart.
For a moment, I even thought he was going to offer to do the washing up as well.
That would have been gilding the lily.
Hasn't lost his taste for sherry, though. Got through a good half bottle before dinner. Well, not that I begrudge him that.
If he goes on behaving like he did tonight, he'll be worth his weight in gold, let alone sherry.
Even so, I'm going to keep a close eye on Father. Ha ha ha!